There's that rooster crow on a misty Arizona. Good morning. It's Saturday. You are tuned into Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for going on 29 years now. Every Saturday we come down here. Rosie's been doing this the whole 29 years.
I think so.
You think so?
As best I remember.
Can you count? Can you count all the broadcasts on one hand?
Man, I can remember the early versions of the show where I'd bring the kids and y'all had to take sticky notes between the producer's room and the production room with who was on the line. Oh, Ethel's on line one, wants to talk about drywall stains.
Before the introduction of computers. We've got Mike's been with us a couple years now on the board. We've got a brand new call screener in today as Jennifer stepped out for a class. Generally, at the top of the hour, we do a little Chinese fire drill and we shuffle around. But Jennifer took off, our new admin at the office. Jen Gura is at the call screener station, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you've got text capabilities and you don't have time to wait on hold, you can text questions to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And about 2004, we added the third hour, and we took on landscape and gardening, and it's transitioned to the outdoor living hour, the second Saturday of every month. We bring in arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, who will join us here momentarily. And he always has a tree of the month or something specific about trees. We'll go through the January tree talking points. And oftentimes he'll have an expert or a guest or one of his specialist employees that he has if it's for special chemical treatments for pesticides. So we're always excited to talk trees with John Eisenhower. But before we get there, it has been a very wet couple weeks. You know, and it's the perfect time for weed growth.
We are going to have a green up, Romy, that's just unbelievable.
You should see my yard. I've got to go fix my mobile goat pen to get them on the
Moving it across the property.
They did such a good job. I didn't have to get that out for a full year.
Yeah.
But after a year of seed drop and dust and relocation and this rain.
The mobile goat pen is your pre-emergent.
Well, it's not a pre-emergent. It's my weed killer.
That's your weed controller. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm going to give all of our listeners right now what I call a spurge alert.
Spurge.
How many phone calls did we take last summer during the outdoor living hour where lawns were being taken over by spurge?
Mine was.
Mine almost did. I almost lost it.
My front hardly got touched, but it completely took over the back.
Well, I want everybody listening right now. We're not going to take any spurge infestation phone calls this summer.
No.
Nope.
Did we solve the problem last year?
Nope. Oh. We're going to solve it right now. Get out and buy yourself some Dimension granular pre-emergent and spread it through your lawn now. And then we won't have one spurge phone call all summer long. Save yourself the grief. Save yourself the agony. Protect the integrity of your beautiful TIF lawn and pre-emerge the lawn now. Because I don't think we're going to have a freeze. This could be a second winter in a row that we're not going to have a freeze.
Never say never.
I hope we do.
I'm kind of with you. We're January 14th. There's a chance. There's about four more weeks, and then I'll call it.
Have we had a freeze yet?
Not that I'm. Certainly have. And I watch it closely just so I can cover our citrus, and particularly lemons and limes.
Last year, we had one early. It was like in November. And then the rest of the winter, I don't think we had another one. And what's ironic, if my memory serves me right, the meteorologists were telling us that last winter was going to be the super wet El Nino winter that never came. And now look what's hitting California. And we've started the year now. I think we're like at 3.5 inches so far this year through the holiday season in this year. That's awesome.
I don't remember the website, but Jennifer was showing me yesterday one she tracks. And it's, I think it's like arizonawater.gov or something like that.
Yes.
But a lot of the content on there is content about California just because of how the water's distributed coming off the Colorado River, and their drought, you know, is just as important to Arizona as it is to California. And one of their reservoirs went from, doubled.
Anytime.
And its capacity now is 8 billion gallons, 8.5 billion gallons. I mean, just think about how many gallons 8.4 is to get in two, or 4.2 is to get in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Billion gallons.
I doubt they'll be able to issue an official end of the drought alert in California, but it's going to take a couple years for that. But anytime I don't hear from my sister who lives in Grass Valley, anytime I don't hear from her fairly often, then I know there's a lot of snow on the ground because she's spending all her time on the slope. And they, at Squaw and Tahoe, they are just covered up.
So when was the last time you heard from her?
It's been a while. She sent a screenshot of the weather report where they were anticipating 38 new inches in the next 24 hours. I mean, I got a powder alert from Deer Valley outside of Park City. They got 43 inches in 48 hours.
You know,
it's really hard to sit in my office knowing someplace got 48 inches of powder in the last 24 hours.
You know what I need to find again is the watershed map to show
how it distributes,
where it all runs off and drains. I mean, it's great for the state everywhere, but there are some specific ridge lines that if the snow doesn't come over, never gets into the Colorado. It drains off the other sides. That's a fun map. I love maps, and that one to me has always been enjoyable. I need to find that one again.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Last winter, most of the weather, as Mike will remember, most of the winter last year, you guys up in North and South Dakota had some horrible blizzards through Minnesota and that area.
It was awful.
And Colorado and Utah kind of got off.
Yeah,
it kind of all blew north.
And it happens sometimes, but usually that's what you know. I mean, it's so easy to predict the weather when you're out in the plains because once it gets over the Rockies, you can count by the minute when stuff's going to get there. And it was definitely last year. I mean, you talk to anybody back home, and they were just...
And they've had a pretty cold start to this winter, too. There's been cold days. Julia from Minneapolis has sent us several screenshots of feels like minus 27.
Well, they set a record. There's a town, it's called Watertown, about 20 miles from where I grew up, and I got a text about 3 weeks ago on a Saturday morning, and my buddy, they set a new record. It was minus 37 when they woke up. That's without wind chill.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ugh. Oh, no, thanks.
How many Arizona Highway gift subscriptions do you send to your friends there?
I should, too. I know. Get them all out here. I can't believe I haven't done that yet. It's so dumb.
All right. So enough of the weather report. We appreciate y'all. We just had some bullet points to get taken care of. Let's now turn the spotlight to our ICA-certified arborist, Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
Good morning.
Hang on just a second. We're going to turn your microphone on. You know what? We may have to have you move. That one might. Is that why Robert was on station 4 this morning? As we get the buttons pushed correctly, we're going to come in and bring in the January Talking Tree bullet points. Now, January is a great month. You've heard us if you've turned in regularly, you know that this is just that for your deciduous trees. This is your care time.
This is prime time. Yes, for deciduous trees, all your trees that lose their leaves this time of year, they've gone into dormancy. But it's a great time to prune them, a great time to plant them. In fact, our tree of the month this month is any of your favorite fruit trees. Whatever your favorite fruit tree is, your apricot, peach, plum,
nectarine,
apple. Well, there's no question. My favorite fruit tree is an apricot tree.
Really?
Oh, I have just
beautiful
apricot. Oh, my goodness.
Not the tree, the fruit.
Oh, the fruit.
And you got to plant something you're going to eat.
That's just
I've never learned to enjoy an apricot.
Well, this time of year is the prime time to plant those deciduous fruit trees. You know, if you have a favorite that you don't want to spend that money at the grocery store for every week, this is your time to get those trees into the ground. They have them available at all the local nurseries, and John Harper would love to sell you some of those beautiful stone fruit trees. In fact, you know, they're so small, a lot of the dwarf and semi-dwarf varieties, you can put a couple of them in, two or three of them in most even small yards, which is beautiful. That's one of the benefits of these little fruit trees that are available, is that they don't take up a lot of space like a lot of our larger shade trees, and you can put in several, which is what we did about 10 years ago, put in about 19 of them all over our yard, and we don't have 19 today, but that was kind of because we had to kind of cull through them after they got mature and got established, and we lost a couple. Our pets, our dog chewed a couple of them down, but no, they're just a wonderful addition to any desert yard, and we're surprised. You know, a lot of people don't realize that we can grow such a wide variety of fruit trees, especially, we're known for our citrus here in Arizona, but not too many people realize that peaches and plums and apricots and apples grow so beautifully here in the low desert.
We were talking earlier just about the weather and that the low desert has not received any kind of frost, and a lot of our deciduous trees, especially when we come to stone fruits, haven't completely gone dormant. When we get back after the break, we'll talk about if that's a good thing or a bad thing for our summer and spring production. And we'll take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com with pictures for plant and insect identification.
The mesquite in my front yard thinks it's like April.